وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We continue, inshallah, the class from the book منظومة أصول الفقه وقواعده. الشيخ الإمام محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله قال, starting from بيت 89, قال رحمه الله: والأصل في القيد احتراز ويقل لغيره ككشف تعليل جهل، وإن تعذر اليقين فارجعا لغالب الظن تكون متبعا، وكل ما الأمر به يشتبه من غير ميز قرعة توضحه. جزاك الله خير. وكل ما الأمر به يشتبه من غير ميز قرعة توضحه، وكل من تعجل شيء على وجه محرم فمنعه جلا، وضاعف الغرم على من ثبتت عقوبة عليه ثم سقطت، لمانع كسارق من غير ماء محرز ومن لضال كتما. وكل ما أبين من حي جعل كميته في حكمه طهرا وحل، وكان تأتي للدوام غالبا وليس ذا بلازم مصاحبا، وإن يضف جمع ومفرد يعم، والشرط والموصول ذا له حتم، منكر إن بعد إثبات يرد، فمطلق وللعموم إن يرد، من بعد النفي نهي الاستفهام، شرط وفي الإثبات للإنعام. واعتبر العموم في نص أثر، أما خصوص سبب فمعتبر، ما لم يكن متصفا بوصف يفيد علة فخذ بالوصف، وخصص العام بخاص وردا كقيد مطلق بما قد قيد، ما لم يكن التخصيص ذكر البعض من العموم فالعموم أمضي. قال رحمه الله الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى سيد: والأصل في القيد احتراز ويقل لغيره ككشف تعليل جهل. والأصل في القيد احتراز ويقل لغيره ككشف تعليل جهل. I don't know what قيد is in English. What is a قيد? Condition? أحسنت. Restriction, limitation, and مهم condition. والأصل في القيد, the origin is that the قيد, when inshallah the example is mentioned, it will be clear inshallah. The origin is that the qaid, it is ihtirazun, is exceptional, it makes something excluding. If a condition is made or is a restriction is made, the origin is that what was restricted, what was excluded, not to be including the rule. That is the origin. ويقل, and it sometimes comes, but rare, لغيره, for other than that reason, for other than exclusion, ككشف تعليل جهيل, like mentioning unknown reason or unknown cause. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم. Those who accuse the يرمون المحصنات, those who accuse the chaste woman, the women who are not known to any haram, modest women, good woman, good believer. Those who accuse, ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء, but then do not come up with four witnesses. فجلدوهم, lash them, 80 جلدة, 80 striking, 80 جلدة. So those, Allah said, والذين يرمون المحصنات, those who accuse the chaste women. Allah didn't say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, those accuse the women. But rather Allah said, the chaste women. So here, this description of chaste women, that she is a woman who is not known anything wrong, is a limitation. It excludes the one who was not, the one who is not known to be chaste, the one who is not known to preserve her honor. So that has a different rule. So this rule applies to the one who accused those chaste women. He will be lashed for 80 if he doesn't come up with four witnesses, just the witnesses. So this qaid, chaste women, the chaste, righteous, such and such, it excluded something. That is the origin. But sometimes it comes and doesn't know what it means. It means another reason. For instance, Allah said, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةِ مُؤْمِنَةً, freeing believing slave or neck. Here, believing, this excludes unbelieving. So that is the origin. This is the qayd. Allah didn't just say a free slave. Rather, he said free a believing slave. So a believing, this is limitation. It excludes unbelieving. This is the origin. Allah said, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. When Allah was mentioning those mahramat, those maharim, the woman who you can never ever marry her, Allah said, and the daughters of those women, wives, you had intercourse with them. اللاتي دخلتم بهن. And the daughters of those women, those wives whom you had, or husbands who you had intercourse with them. So now, دخلتم بهن, you had intercourse with them, excludes the one who, the man he just married, he didn't see her. That's a different rule. So now, a man, let me say, tonight a man marry a woman. She has a daughter. The contract was made by the will and the man. They had an agreement to move to one another next week. Now, and the man, after 2 days, divorce her, changes his mind. Or she changes her mind and fights for that. خلو, خلو. Anyway. Now, that man, he can marry the daughter of that woman if he divorces her. He divorces her, he can marry, because he didn't have intercourse with the woman who is the mother of that lady. But if he could have meet with her one time, automatically, right there he divorces her, that his daughter will always be his mahram. He can never ever marry her. A man, he can never ever marry the mother of his wife. So Allah, he mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, allati dakhaltum bihin, those you had intercourse with them. This is a qayd. This is the qayd. It's a limitation. What do you call qayd now? Restriction. Barakallah. This is a restriction. Jazakumullah. Yes. Restriction. There is this excludes the other one. That is the origin, the Sheikh said. But in sometimes, that's not what it means. وَيَقِلُّ لِغَيْرِهِ كَكَشْفِ تَعْلِيلِ الْجُّهِلِ Sometimes, even though the qaid is there, the restriction is there, but actually it doesn't mean restriction. It's meant to explain, to mention something. Allah said in Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ O you who believe, worship your Lord who created you. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ Oh mankind, oh human being, worship your Lord who created you. Does that mean when Allah mentioned this qaid, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ who created you, is there a Lord for a human who didn't create them? No. To be the true Lord has to be the creator. Is there ilah? Allah said, worship your ilah, your God who created you. Does that mean there is another God, true God, even though he didn't create, but still he's true God? Does that what the ayah mean? No. So here it means, why Allah mentioned, worship your Lord who created you, to mention the reason of worshiping Allah, which is that he is the creator. Is being mentioned why Allah deserves subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worshipped. Is that he is the creator. And on the other hand, why other than Allah shouldn't be worshipped? Because he's not a creator. So worship your Lord who created you. Doesn't mean that there is ilah, there is a Lord who didn't create us. There is no Lord other than Allah. There is no ilah other than a true God other than Allah. There is no creator other than Allah. So worship your Lord who created you. Doesn't mean that there is another Lord. There is a Lord who didn't create us. No. There is only one Lord. It's Allah is who created us. So why Allah mentioned who created you? To mention the reason why him alone should be worshipped. Is that he is the creator. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا Those you call, you invoke besides Allah, create nothing. وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ They are created. Why Allah mentioned they create nothing. Those you worship beside Allah, they create nothing. Rather, they are created. What is the wisdom of mentioning they are created, they don't create anything? Because if they don't create anything, even the food, they didn't create us, they didn't create the water for us, they didn't create food for us, they didn't create anything for us. How do they deserve to worship? Why are they worshiping Jesus? Why are they worshiping Mary? Why are they worshiping Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam? Why are they worshiping Sheikh Jailani, Hussein, Ali, Fulan? Why are they worshiping? Did they create anything? Nothing. ما خلقوا شيئا بل ولا أنفسهم they didn't create anything they didn't create us they didn't create the food we eat they didn't create anything we have they didn't create the oxygen they didn't create the earth for us they didn't create anything why are they being worshipped why are they being thanked and being given a credit for what Allah is the one who gave it to us why Christians worship Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام عيسى Who they say he born around 2,000 years back. Okay, it's 2,000 years back. Go all the way back, 20,000 years. The earth. So this is Allah said in another ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ Or you believe. Answer the call of Allah and to his messenger. And to the messenger, if he calls you, that which gives you life. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ Answer the messenger, if he calls you, to that which gives you life. Does the messenger ever call people to what doesn't give them life? No. Prophet, the messenger, whatever he call us to, it gives us life. It gives us life. It revives us. It gives us soul, guidance. Never he, alayhi salam, enjoyed anything wrong. Never he, sallallahu alayhi salam. So, what is the hikmah that Allah mentioned this qayd restriction? Answer your Lord, Allah, and answer the messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life. Can we understand that the messenger may call to us something which doesn't give us life? No. What was mentioned? Why it was mentioned? So now it doesn't mean restriction. Here it mentioned to mention why we have to obey the messenger. Is that he gives us life. All his call is based on guidance. It's based on mercy. And then when the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, wa asalullah al-kareem, an yaj'alana yahdina ila sabilihim, when they had this aqidah, sound aqidah, that Prophet was only sent by Allah to give them life, they used to rejoice with any new revelation. Passed to one another, today this was forbade, today this was commanded, ayah was revealed, Prophet said such and such. They used to feel happy because they have this aqidah that all these commands is based on their benefit. All those prohibitions is based on their benefit. So this qayd, then it doesn't mean that Prophet ﷺ may call to us that which doesn't give us life. No, it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean restriction. Here it means to mention the reason why Prophet ﷺ should be, why Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu and his messenger Hussein should be answered. Allah said, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَصُّنًا. Don't enforce your female slave girls to do haram. You enforcing them to sell their body, أعوذ بالله, and then you make money. Don't do that. إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَصُّنًا, if they want a tahassun, to be chaste women, to protect their mothers, their honor, if they want, then they don't enforce them. Say, go to the market and sell your body and give me money. Don't do that. This qaid, if they want to be chaste women, is not instruction. It's not restriction. It's not if they don't want, the bad ones, you can then make money out of them. That's not what it means. But here it means kakashwi ta'lil juhil. It's being mentioned why that shouldn't be done. It is that they dislike what they are being enforced. They hate it. So it makes. And many other. Allah says in Quran, وَمَا يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ. Whoever calls, whoever invokes other than Allah, لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, having no proof for that. Whoever call other than Allah, whoever worship other than Allah, having no proof for that, his Lord is the one who judges him. Treatment. So whoever call other than Allah, having no proof for it, is not instruction. It's not excluding that somebody may have it, a proof for worshiping other than Allah. No, that's what it means. Why it was mentioned, anyone who worship other than Allah having no proof for worshiping other than Allah, why that mentioned? Because nobody can have a proof worshiping other than Allah ever. Because Allah is the creator, there is our creation. It mentioned to emphasize that he has no right to worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No right. It's emphasizing. Naam. صفة كاشفة أيضا yes تعليل الجهير صفة كاشفة yes it has مصطلحات أكرمك الله صفة كاشفة so this rule is the origin that the limitation or the restrictions is meant to make something out what doesn't have that description but sometimes the sheikh say don't mistake it's not all the time. Very rare, sometimes. That, yes, the origin means that the majority of the case. You know what origin means? Always the sheikh say, al-asru. The origin of such is this. What's the benefit, the origin? Means if we do not know what is the ruling of this thing, now is this qaid, is this restriction means to exclude something, or it doesn't mean, it means other reasons, if we differ, what should we take? The origin, which is that it included something, excluded something. That's the benefit of the origin. والأصل للأمر والأصل والأصل أن الأمر والنهي حتم إلا إذا ندب أو الكره علم. The origin, that the command, the prohibition is a mandatory. What does that mean? So if we differ something, is it mandatory or sunnah? We don't know it. We really have doubt. What do we go by? It's mandatory. The asal, the origin. That every time you hear qa'id al-asl, the origin, the origin is. If you hear al-aslu, ta'lif. The origin is to join people, is to welcome people. It's not to boycott them, it's to not to make hajri. If you hear that, it means that's the majority of the case, that you welcome people to the da'wah, to the haq. You easy to them. That's the origin. But sometimes, yes, had boycotting them. But the origin, that's what it means. Therefore, you get the text is general. من حرم من حرم من 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 حرم الرفق يحرم الخير كله. نعم. The one who is prevented, not given the easiness, the gentleness, all the good is prevented from. It doesn't have anything. So that is the origin. ما كان رفق في شيء إلا زانه وما كان عنف في شيء إلا شانه. Never the easiness, gentleness, be in something, it makes better. Never harshness, be in anything, it makes worse. So that is the origin. If you see sometime Prophet ﷺ being hard on someone, even telling not to say salam to him, let alone something else, you have to know that is not the origin. But yes, that is the haq. So if somebody says, for instance, every person you treat with, all your life, always be easy. Never boycott. Never, this is wrong. There are situations you have to boycott. You have to be strong. You have to treat this person harshly. If someone says all the time, be hard, or the origin is to be hard, that's, he make the opposite. The origin is not. So that's the benefit of al-aslu. The origin is the qaid. Then the Shaykh said, وَكُلُّ مَا الْأَمْرُ بِهِ يَشْتَبِهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَيْزٍ قُرْعَةٌ تُوضِحُهُ وَكُلُّ مَا الْأَمْرُ بِهِ يَشْتَبِهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَيْزٍ قُرْعَةٌ تُوضِحُهُ. The meaning here is, if there are something that people share, it's between them. And there's no way to separate, to divide it for them. No way to divide it, and they share it. They share it, and no way to divide. Two brothers came to the masjid the same time. Each one came there to make adhan. Subhanallah. Oh, I skip one bait. Barakallahu wa yasir. Why the brothers didn't remind me? Barakallahu wa fiqh. A brother told me before he... When the class finished, he told me a mistake. I said, why wouldn't you tell me when in the class people already take the wrong thing? He said, no, I shy. Or I was respecting you. No, it's not disrespect if you corrected the mistake. Barakallah. And it's not even good shy if you don't correct the mistake. Yes, you correct the mistake in a good way, always. You treat with the people good way, nice way, the way you would like. But you don't remain quiet. You don't feel shy from learning, from questioning, from correcting. No. This is not shy. No, I cannot tell any. This is older than me. How can I correct my father? La, correct your father, but the way a father should be corrected, full of respect. No, don't raise your voice. Don't argue with him. Don't la. Still remember, he's your father. But find a way to correct him, to convey the message to him. Yeah. So anyway, it's good to correct the mistake in the class. طيب. So the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, Bayt 90, وإن تعذر اليقين فارجع لغالب الظن تكون متبعة. وإن تعذر اليقين فارجع لغالب الظن تكون متبعة. If the certainty is impossible, there's no way you have a certain, you can have a certainty on an issue, but you have غلبة الظن. What's غلبة الظن? You assume the most. If I let me say like 90%, you assume. Now the Sheikh say follow that الظن. So you are in Salah. You don't know, are you in the third rak'ah or in the second rak'ah? This has two situations. That you have doubt, which means 50-50, what do you call today? Here, you base on the yaqeen, on the certainty, which is that it is two, not three. Doubt. But if you have the majority of the assumption, meaning 90%, you think it is four rak'ah, is a third rak'ah, or you think it is second rak'ah, you go by whatever you think. This is ghalibu dhan. So there's a difference between the doubt and the ghalibu dhan. You doubt, is it Maghrib time or not? And you have ghalibu dhan. So it's two situations. Sometimes I say 50-50. It can be sunset, so I can break. I cannot break, or sun already said I can break the fasting, for instance. Or I can make adhan. Or not the opposite, 50-50. The origin is yaqeen, certainty. It's still daytime. But ghalibu dhan, 99, 95, 90, around that. Mostly that. Sun, ya akhi, said already, I can build that on. Ghalibu dhan. So the Sheikh mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إذا شك أحدكم في صلاته فليتحرى الصواب ثم ليبني عليه. Hadith sahihain. If one of you doubt in his prayer, you doubt how many rak'ah, how many sujood, you base on the ghalibu dhan. If you have ghalibu dhan, sometimes you don't have ghalibu dhan, you have doubt, 50-50. Sometimes you don't even have doubt, very weaker, you have 10%. This is called wahm. This has no consideration. This is called wahm. No consideration. 10% is the fourth rak'ah. Don't consider. That's nothing. Just to move on. 50-50, go back to the origin, the less number. 90 around that. The ulama, they didn't say 90, but I want you, this is custom. We want to go by those qa'idah. Whatever you consider to be ghalibu dhan, majority of your assumption, the way you say, whenever you think the others, no, ya akhi, this is, it has to be the fourth rak'ah. Now you base on that. This is the hadith in Sahihain. وَإِن تَعَذَّرَ الْيَقِينُ فَارْجِعَ لِغَالِبِ ظَنِّ تَكُونْ مُتَّبِعَ. So someone, he make tawaf. And he doesn't know, is it the sixth circle or the seventh. غَالِبُ الظَّنِّ, majority of him is one of it. What should he do? He go by the غَالِبُ الظَّنِّ. But he has a doubt, he doesn't know it. He does it six or seven, it can be both. Now, he based on the yaqeen certainty, which is the less number. Shaykh Uthaymeen says, Rahimahullah, رَجُلٌ طَافَ وَتَرَدَّدْ هَلْ أَكْمَلَ أَوْ لَا وَلَكِنْ يَغْلِبُ عَلَى ظَنِّي أَنَّهُ أَكْمَلُ فَهُنَا يَبْنِي عَلَى ظَنِّي عَلَى الْقَوْلِ الرَّاجِحِ. The issue has the difference. The ulama, they differ, but the Shaykh, he chooses this opinion. Because some of them, they say, if you in tawaf, you doubt, you have even غالب ظن, go back to the origin. Shaykh is saying, no, based on this hadith, فَلَيْتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابِ. طيب. Now question, هل من هذا ما لو غلب على ظن أنه أحدث ومتطهر؟ رجل, a man, he had a wudu. Then, but the majority of his assumption is that he break the wudu. What is the ruling? Excellent. Here, al-yaqeen la yazul. Here, you go back to the certainty, because you can go to the certainty. When you go غالب الظن is when you cannot go to certainty. Here you can go to the certainty. That's you, that you had a wudu. But if you can go back to the certainty, you go by the... The Sheikh said, وَكُلُّ مَا الْأَمْرُ بِهِ يَشْتَبِهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَيْزٍ قُرْعَةٌ تُوضِحُهُ. Now we go back to the bait we I jumped to. Something between the people. It is they share it. Is there right more than one person? It cannot be separated. It doesn't fit all of them. One of them has to, or a group of them has to be given. Now it's used in Islam. What's called Qur'a? What's Qur'a? Yes? But then not the... No, I want another one. Qur'a. Yes? Yes? Random selection. Okay. Through the example, inshallah, we understand better. Two brothers, jazahumullahu khairah, who both love to make adhan. And both they qualify to make adhan. They know the time. They make adhan correctly. They come the same time. Or a group of brothers, mashallah, who love the first row. Before the masjid is open there by the door, as happened in the Prophet's masjid. 3 a.m. if you go to Prophet's masjid, people are by the door, in line. It's open, subhanallah, don't fall down. People running to the rawdah, to the first row, some of them. So if it's assumed, whole line number, the number that fits the first row, all of them come the same time. And more people. It cannot fit all of them. And each one has a right to be in the first row. Now, Qur'a, random selection. Okay. People, they all of them deserve to go to travel to the airplane. All of them pay the ticket the same time. The same time, the same class, all of them. For instance, the airplane which was being expected was a huge one. Carry 500. All those 500 attended. Now they have just 300. Nobody is going to be the one who lose. What to do? Qur'a. Random selection Islam. Man has more than one wife. He wants to travel. And to have one of them with him. Each of them has a right to be with him. Qur'atun, random selection. Anything that between people, and they do not know. It can't be separated. It cannot fit them, and it cannot be divided. Question, as long as it doesn't change into gambling. What does that mean, gambling? For instance, two people, they mixed it. They had 500, 500, 1,000. Then they divide into two, 700 and 300. They say, let we make Qur'ah, random selection. This is not allowed. Because this can be this is a loss and gain. This can be divided. Everyone can get his right. Taib. So many issues. For instance, some brothers now, they don't like too much light. Some of them, they like a lot of light. Each one of them has a right to have the light the way convenient for. But now, what to do? If they are not giving up one another, some of them are preferring others over themselves, which is encouraged, alhamdulillah. But each one is stick to his way. I want to have more light. This light now, same thing. As long as there is no harmful to any of them. As long as there is no harm to any of them. If there is harm, now the harm has to be removed. But if there is no harm, it's just then now. Then the Shaykh Rahimullah Ta'ala said, وَكُلُّ مَنْ تَعَجَّلَ شَيْءٍ عَلَى وَجْهٍ مُحَرَّمٍ فَمَنْعُهُ جَلَى. وكل من تعجل شيء على وجه محرم فمنعه جلا. It means someone has a right to get something, but he tried to get it in a haram way. He will not be given. This was his right, but he took a wrong way, haram way, illegal way to get it. He will not get it. For instance, someone would have inherited his father, but he killed his father. Ya'adhan billah, he will not inherit. It's better to bring maybe brother, not father, even though both is bad. But the Sheikh brought that issue, that's why. Someone who gave a will that such amount should be given to this person after he dies. Yes, Akhi. Yes. Yes. That one we look. That's, yes, this is a good question. It happened in Ramadan. Some people, they feel very hot. Some people are very cold. If some people, they want a convenient, and some people, it hurt their health, then those who they should be considered and take precedence are those who it hurt them, not those who want relaxation. Because someone, he wants a kistara. And someone, we took that. Darul mafsada, awla min jalb al maslaha. Yeah, this person, it hurt him. If that's done, he gets tonight, he cannot sleep. But someone, he can sleep, but it's not convenient. Right. But again, you only go that way when there is no way to please everyone and to give everyone what satisfies him. If there is a way to do, don't take that way. Yes, even the sulh, people have fight. Yani, it's better not to take judgment, qada, rather to take islah, rectification, and akhi, please leave this $200 for the sake of Allah. Akhi, you add this $300. For instance, as the Prophet ﷺ did, two sahabi was arguing in the masjid, one saying, you owe me this, and the other one saying, no, this. Prophet ﷺ, he talked to them, he asked the one who was mentioning Allah to leave a part of that. And he asked the other one to pay it, to put some down. He said, oh, the Messiah, I obey. And he commanded the other one to give it. So, for instance, they say, I owe you 1,000. He said, no, it was 600. It's not 1,000. Instead of now taking the judgment, yeah, alhamdulillah, instead of now taking a judgment and seeking proof, this and even if you conclude on one the opinion, the other one he feel oppressed or something, or it's better. Akhi, leave $300. Take instead $700. Akhi, add $200. Everyone feel that he give up. He offer something willingly. This is better than some of them. But if somebody knows, this is very important. If someone knows he's wrong, that rectification, as the Sheikh will mention, inshallah, that reconciliation is voided in his sight. So if really he was denying, but it was $1,000, but the Muslim, he said just $700 to make them peace, still he owe $300. Otherwise, he's taking a piece of fire. But that's the case is when both, they don't know it. Also, the judge, if he knows, has a way to know that one of them is right, he cannot take the other way. He takes the right way unless he voluntarily asks the one who has a right to give up. You have the right. Your money is $1,000. But you see, akhi, leave it to have the good heart to one another. And that's your choice. If you want to do it otherwise, I'm a judge, you have the $1,000. Oh, it's fine, judge. I take $700. Let my brother remain on happiness. May Allah guide him. Al-Muhim. Na'am. Tayyib. So whoever hastened to something he could have right for it, he hastened and he took a haram way, it will not be given. So that boy who, that man who killed his brother to inherit will not. The man who gave a well to someone, he said if he dies, $1,000 should be given Zayd. Zayd, he really need $1,000. He get rid of the man. He lost that 1,000. He will not. A man, before he die, he say, oh, he doesn't want his wife. He has a problem with her. He doesn't want her inherit. So right away, he says she's divorced. So she doesn't be from those. And that has been known, is voided. It will not be considered. She will still inherit him. But if the person hastened to something he had, he hastened to something before it is time, but in a good way, in a lawful way, then the rule is different. So what's not allowed is the haram. But if you're in a lawful, somebody who deserves to get zakah, he's a poor. And this person, he has already, the rich person has the nisab, but 2 months, 3 months, only the time left, he can ask him, "Akhi, give me ahead of time. Give me ahead of time the zakah. I really need zakah." And that's allowed. Someone who, oh, another one, he lended 1,000, and after a month, within 15 days, he needed. He said, "Akhi, the $1,000, you remember, you owe me?" "Yes." "I cannot wait actually 1 month. So what do you do? Just give me 700. And I leave it, the other 300. They accept, it's fine. So something he has right, he asks ahead of time, before deadline, but in a good way. But if he takes in a haram way, he lost. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وضاعف الغرمة على من ثبتت عقوبة عليه ثم سقطت لمانع كسارق من غير ما محرز ومن لضال كتم. This is the rule in the Sharia is known when somebody commit a crime is two type. One, there is hudud, capital punishment. Hudud, cutting the hand of the thief and the like, slashing those who accuse the just the woman. And one other rule is not capital punishment. It goes back to the judge, to the ruler, to decide, to discipline this person. So this is called ta'zir. So here, someone who the uquba is justified, he has to be punished. All the conditions is there. Requirement is there to conditions of punishing him. But there is something stopping that. There is a prevention. For instance, someone who steal money. He steal money. Was the limit that if somebody steal, that rule of theft is applied. And he intentionally steal it. He wants to steal it. Okay. But it was found that the place that he stolen from was a public place. It was not something, it was neglected. The person neglected it. He left his money. He put $100 on the parking and then he left. Parking, he left. If that would have been in his wallet, and his wallet is not also in the market, it's not on that outside there. No, it's in his pocket. Somebody go and take the wallet out and take the $100. For instance, this has, his hand is gone. But if this person neglected this money and this wallet, and he left it, whether it's intention or by mistake, in the parking lot, this person, he took the 100. Okay, now this person will not be punished by cutting his right hand, by cutting his hand. No, because the condition is that what he is still to be muharriz. Al-mal labd an yakuna mahruzan. There has to be the place which is suitable for that kind of property. Okay, but at the same time, yes, we're not cutting his hand because the condition, the one of the, there is mani, but he will be punished double. If he stole $100, 200. If he has already bring the 100, you took it, plus bring another 100. If you already bring 200, because this is double of punishment. قال رحمه الله وضاعف. It is double, make it multiple, double. الغرمة على من ثبتت عقوبة عليه ثم سقطت. Then he gave example, لمانع كسارق من غير ما محرز. Like a thief who is stolen from what's not محرز. So that one. You cannot. Someone who someone who accuses unchaste women, and he doesn't have witnesses. Even though this is unchaste woman, but yet he will be punished, not that, but ta'zir, because of his lack of discipline, because of talking about something he shouldn't, but not the capital punishment of 80 lashes, no. Because this woman is not. The other example, the Sheikh said, وَمَنْ لِضَالٍ كَتَمَا, someone who hides something which was lost. If somebody finds something lost, if it is something tafi, no, doesn't have any valuable. Even the owner, he come to know, doesn't care. Akhi, you tonight you left, when you were leaving the airport, you left your pen, the pencil, you left it there. He may say, what? Pencil? Yes. Why you even call me? So if it's like that, no problem. Person can take it. If you find it, luqata. But if it's something valuable, if you take that thing, then you announce. You announce whoever miss a money, you don't mention the number, whoever missing a car, whoever missing a goat, whoever missing, you announce a year. Someone, what he did, he hired it. He didn't announce it. Yes, it was luqata, it was lost. He didn't steal it, he didn't get from one is just in the goat, for instance, in the countryside, nobody's with him. It may die, so he take it and the like. Money he sue, he's scared if he leave it, it's rain and it's gonna be destroyed, rain is coming. Yeah, but he hide it. He didn't steal it. It is something lost. And he then left it because he feared for the rain. The rain might destroy the money. But instead of announcing, he hid it. It was figured out, he paid double. He paid double of the cost of it and another one. This is uquba, it's a punishment. And it's judged by the, decided by the judge. We have from a few baitis, and most of it is in usul al-fiqh. Most of what we took was mostly was about fiqh, was qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. But what left mostly is usul al-fiqh, most of it. And we stop here. If we have a kistara night, inshallah we are it. If you don't have it, then you may have regular classes from tomorrow, inshallah. I'm sorry taking your time all this week, every night yelling. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.